physician.
Yes, I am.
I didn't realize that until...
Do you have some problems?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I do, but we'll talk about that. My doctor is sitting right back there.
Okay.
He's the veterinarian. But anyway, and they think I'm kidding. But I thought maybe that you had gotten your doctorate at Dallas Seminary because you graduated from Dallas Seminary.
I got a master's degree there.
Yeah, master's degree at Dallas Seminary. And it was a hard time for me to understand him that first service because of his southern drawl. Picked up from Dallas, but anyway. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your growing up and how, from Russia, God has called you actually into the pastorate, if you would please.
I will say a couple of things. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here, Pastor, and dear friends. I will say, you know, it is really a blessing for me to be here. I grew up in Russia. I was born in Russia. But also what was interesting, my grandfather came to Russia as a missionary from Germany. And he stayed there, married a Russian girl, but Russia went through the difficulties. And because he was a John, because he was a missionary, he was arrested about 3 or 4 times, spent in prison about 10 years, but survived. And my father also continued his ministry, kind of not his ministry, Lord's ministry. So, you know, when you are watching how people in underground church, in church that is in Russia, in Soviet time, is doing the ministry, I grew up in the family where I had the opportunity to see that. So this is great to see the people who are following the Lord. So I'm blessed. I have family, wife. My wife's name is Tatiana. And I have 5 children, Elijah, Paul, Mary, Timothy, and Elizabeth. And 2 grandchildren, Ruth and Joshua. So we have Old Testament and New Testament.
That's great. And so now you're here because you are the, we learned you're the pastor of Go to the Church.
Yes, sir.
And you've been in the pastorate there since, you said, 2004 or so?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're also the president of the seminary.
Yes, I am.
Moscow Theological Seminary since 2007, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. This is Sunday. They need you back there. Why are you here in America? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the reason for your trip?
I would like to tell maybe more about Russia also and about the reason why I'm here. So let's start with the reason. You know, we need to find partners in prayer who will pray not just for the United States, but for all the world and for Russia specifically. Because we are right now in the kind of transition time to spread the gospel, to build the churches, to have opportunity to influence this part of the world. So I'm here to find these prayer partners, people who would like really to make a difference. Because Lord will move by Holy Spirit and help us to be his faithful leaders. But what I will tell about Russia maybe. You know, I grew up in the Russia where in the church it was different compared to the present time. In the past, you know, it was illegal to have a Bible. It was illegal to have Sunday school. So when parents wanted to have their children to know about Christ, they have to gather children in their homes. So they will, in every Sunday, we will go to different homes. And if police will come, what we will say? We are celebrating birthday of somebody. But really, we will study the Bible. Parents will teach, some others will teach, and this is just wonderful, I will say. On another side, you know, of course, sometimes it will be arrests, and, you know, people will have to pay the price for the teaching their children. But it was a little bit different, and it was sometimes fun when you have to go to this home. And we'll go not as a group, we'll go one by one, so nobody kind of watch us. So it was interesting. But I remember also the time of beginning of 90s. Russia was open. Perestroika, glasnost, Gorbachev changed kind of, you know, situation. Soviet Union collapsed. Communist Party didn't work as what it was before. So I will say freedom came. You know, in that time I worked as a physician. So Lord led me to become a president of the first Gideon camp in Moscow. So I would like to tell you one of the stories. I remember Gideon's camp to Russia, to Moscow, And like this small Gideon Bible here, it was, for us, it is so treasure. We didn't have Bibles by ourselves. But I remember Gideon said, you know, we will send you container full of Bibles. So remember, I got these Bibles, you know, thousands of them, and you can distribute them and give free. So we decided to test it, how it's working. I remember with my friend, we decided to go to the local police station. So we went to the local police station. It's 1990, but, you know, still Communist Party exists. We met with the local officer. So it's, you know, on the reception officer is sitting. So we came, we don't know how it's working, so we're talking with him. Officer, you know, we are Christians who would like to give free to every officer a Bible. Okay. They looked, what the Bible you have. Mm-hmm. Okay, looks like it's Gorbachev time, it's different time right now. You know, he called another officer on duty who is a secretary of Communist Bureau on this, you know, police station. They looked through that and said, okay, it's fine to do that. When you will get a permit, we are in the system. So you have to go to the our superiors, to the Ministry of Internal Affairs, to get the permit. We said, okay, let's try. So we went, by the way, we decided to pray and test it. So we prayed and went and had an appointment with the, one of the generals. General took the Bible, said, okay, guys, we will test what you will do. Come on Monday, we will give you just 10 minutes to talk, and you will present your message. So we have been invited on the kind of top leadership, hearing, and it was 12 top generals in this room. They gave us just 10 minutes. We spoke about Christ, about Bible, about this special book, and started to do the distribution, kind of to give to everybody personal Bible. And for us, it was amazing. One of the senior generals with the white hair suddenly stood up and said, gentlemen, this is holy book for me. I would like to receive this book while I'm standing because this is honor for me. And he received this Bible. After this presentation, we got permit and had opportunity to distribute the Bibles. It's good to get the permit, but we have, you know, hundreds of police stations in Moscow. So what to do? You know, we don't have a car. So we decided to go back to this general. So I came to him and said, General, we have one problem. Thank you for your permit. Can you help us? We don't have a transportation. And he gave us his black limousine to carry the Bible.
And so, the driver?
Of course. Of course. It is his. So, you know, it was so amazing. Especially in the beginning of the 90s, to see when we didn't have Bibles at all. And after this, Lord provided, and Bibles have been available. On another side, we had Bibles, we will give away, and everywhere people will ask, okay, thank you for the Bible, but who will teach us how to pray, how to read this book, how to understand this book? So still around the Russia, on this huge land, you know, 11 time zones, great need to have, to find the church, to find the Bible, I will say, and to find the understanding who will teach us how to understand this God's word. Okay,
so. So why don't you give us a sample of just what they're going to learn by teaching us, if you would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul, can you help me? Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Так приятно, что есть переводчик, и он будет проповедовать.
He says it's very grateful that the interpreter will interpret.
Прочитаем Божье Слово. Евангелие от Луки, 24 глава, с 1 по 8 стих. Yes. Please open the Bible. Luke 24.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared. they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces on the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words.
We just heard the God's word, and let's talk about the question that angels or these two men ask these ladies who came to their cemetery or to their tomb. They ask the simple question, why you look alive among the dead? So let's go through that and talk about the search that is going on. Because everybody is looking for something in life. All of us thinking to find their real life, happiness, love, partner in life, looking for our place in life, so all our children will be okay. We are looking for something. You know, when we are going through the security at the airport, they are looking also. You know, metal detectors, they are checking everything. They are looking for something, you know. Doctors are looking for the reason of the disease or looking for the right medicine to treat the disease. You know, detectors also looking for something. We are looking for so often for earthly things, and so rare we are looking for the heavenly things. Because people in reality looking more for money, for the good job, looking for some other things. But I have to say, all of us have to think about our soul, about spiritual life, about how we can take care of our soul so we will have eternal life. This is so important. And I'm so grateful to be in this church. You know, they have a history on the walls. So I just thought, it's like Abraham. He went to different places, and first what he did, he will build altar. Looks like the Americans who moved to this island, first of all, what they did, more than a century ago, they built a church, a place to worship. Wonderful, wonderful example of this church. Okay, let's think about what disciples did in the time of Easter. And you know, in Russia, we are still celebrating Easter. Here in America, this is the day of Pentecost, so congratulations. But in Russia, we are late. We just 2 Sundays ago celebrated Easter, and we will go 50 days with celebration of the Easter season till the Pentecost day. So every Sunday, we will start our worship service with the song, "Christ is Risen," and we will sing songs about, you know, special things on the Easter Sunday. And pastor will greet the church with the words, "Christ is risen." "He is risen indeed," everybody will answer. Let's try. "Christ is risen." "Christ is risen." "Christ is risen." "He is risen indeed." Of course he is risen. But what we are looking for, it's like these ladies came to the on Easter, looking to do something, and they did not find him. Disciples have been asked by Jesus Christ to prepare Old Testament Passover. So what they did? They prepared upper room. They cooked the meal. They had this lamb prepared. So they celebrated Old Testament supper together, all the disciples with Jesus. In the same time, Jesus gave them special commandment to remember him, to remind about himself. He took them after that to the Gethsemane to train them about prayer. But what's strange, he was arrested. He was taken to the trials. He was condemned, crucified, died, and was in the tomb. He died. And this was nonsense. They expected, they hoped, so it will not happen. So I will say disciples have been lost a little bit. But these ladies came early in the morning to find him. And they cannot find him. What we have to look for? You know, so good we have a Bible, and Bible will give us clear answers what we have to look for. Luke 12. And do not set your heart. Do not seek what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. Bible is really trying to give us answer what we have to look for. If we will read the Bible, it will be clear. Yes, in the Bible we can say Scripture would like for us to have active position in saying, like Jesus taught, ask and you'll receive, seek and you will find, knock to the door, it will be open. But, and so in the Bible we'll read, okay, seek for the wisdom, seek for the good, look for the knowledge, but the major task, the most important thing, the priority, really to find God himself. Seek first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And it's true. We only in God, only in Christ, we can find the peace, we can find the happiness, we can find comfort only in the Lord. And this is so good. But still I will say, for unbelievers and believers, search still going on. Why? Because I will say every day we have to find Lord and to have a close relationship with him. So search is going on. But in the same time, I will tell you, you know, we are traveling right now a little bit, and I learned several things. One of the tools what we are using right now is GPS. It's nice, good tool. So, but you have to know address. It's good if you have a map, and you can put address in GPS, and it will lead you. So several months ago, I also got GPS. GPS is a nice thing. It can talk to you. Turn right, turn left. Okay, you lost your direction, so go back, and so it will direct you. But I also learned several things, especially if I will travel in Russia. If we're going through the tunnel, or some kind of maybe it will be not good weather, GPS is saying, you lost your connection with satellite. So really what I learned, we can have right address, we can have GPS, but if it doesn't have electricity, or if battery, or if it doesn't have right connection with satellite, it's useless. It's really, from one side, we have right things, you know, church, scripture, and other things. Search is going on. We are looking. But we have to have right connection with God, with satellite, who will lead us, who will really direct us to the right place. So it's important to have God's GPS to lead us to him. So search is going on. All of us looking. And Lord is saying to have active position to do search, not to search for the treasures, not just for the good job or money. It's important to provide for the family. But first of all, to find him. This is priority. And after that, all other things will go step by step. So let's maybe ask several questions and it's kind of conclusions what I made. First question, why you are looking? This is the question of angels. Why you are looking alive among the dead? And why we are looking for something? Or what we are looking for? And this is, I think, the question of our motive. Why really we are looking for? What the reason? Do we look only for pleasures? Why we live? You know, life will fly so fast. You know, it just, You want to stop it. But time is a treasure. So why you are looking and what you are looking? So we have to remember these simple sayings like momenta vitae, momenta mori, that means remember about life, remember about death. By the way, you know, in many monasteries, monks will have a skeleton or at least cranium in their cell. Why? To remember you will die. All of that temporarily on this earth. Life will fly so fast. So why we are looking for in this life and what we are looking for? So have to kind of really to assess why we are spending this life for. Yes, I was a physician, and also one day, remember, asked the question, Lord, where you want to use me? What will be more effective? How we will spend our life? Second question I think we need to ask, you know, in this theme. Where are we looking for Christ or for spiritual things? Where? Because, you know, often we are looking in the wrong places. Okay, in Russia. During the Easter, in Russia, we have several traditions. To paint the eggs, to have kulichi, to go almost every Sunday to the cemetery. Like it is written in the scripture. These ladies went where? They went to the cemetery to visit graveyards. So in Russia, on Sundays during the Easter, you know, thousands of people, maybe millions of people, going to the cemetery. After, especially winter, to fix their graveyards. And in many places near the graveyard, we have a memorial, we have a table and bench. So people will sit, talk, think. From one side, it's good, you know, to remember who passed away. On another side, we are looking in the wrong places. We kind of, why you are looking alive among the dead? Angel asking. You know, sometimes, like these ladies who had good desire, but they went and they found only clothes and empty tomb. They didn't find Christ. And we have to remember, of course, you know, general revelation. All the nature, heaven, really teaching us about God. He is a creator. He created everything. But we have general revelation and we have special revelation, God's word. And we can find the answers here why Lord came to this earth. What he would like to do for me. What his plan for my life. But also what I said right now, you know, where we're looking. We can look some answers in the church. And if it's very important to find Christ, not just church traditions. Okay, right now maybe third question. How we are looking? And I think very similar we are looking like these ladies. We are making some difficulties sometimes on the way of the search. Okay, let's try to explain that. Because when we read the story, how Lord appeared to the disciples and to the women, we see about several barriers or difficulties what they had in the search. Okay, let's describe that. Barrier number one, when we are filled or led by feelings, by emotions. For instance, disciples, men, their Lord, their master, their teacher was arrested. So what they're in fear. They're behind the doors. Okay, and these ladies, they're in sadness. They're going to see the body of Christ, but they're crying. So when we read John, Gospel of John, chapter 20, we read about the meeting of Mary with Christ. She's talking with him, but cannot recognize him as a Christ. Why? Because she is full of sadness. She is talking with him, but her eyes full of tears. She full of feelings. And sometimes our feelings can lead us not to the right conclusions. Second, we are looking not in the right direction. It means we are searching in the wrong place, like we said before. We are going to the empty tomb. We are finding just clothes. And we cannot find living Christ. He's not here. He's risen. Okay, third barrier. Our mind occupied with different problems, thoughts. Or we are thinking about different things and we don't think properly, I will say. Like in the story of Mary and Jesus. Jesus is talking with her. He is already risen. She cannot recognize him. But she's asking him, thinking he is a gardener. And she's asking, tell me where you put his body. And she's not thinking how she is a lady will carry this heavy dead body, where she will put it, and what she will do after that. Now, she's busy, or with that, she's kind of, you know, moved. Or these disciples, when they hear from Mary that, you know, it's empty tomb, what they will think? This is nonsense. You know, we cannot understand. There is no scientific explanation. So, you know, sometimes our logic will not help us. This is also a barrier. Okay, I will say, according to this story, I'm look on that and see men think logically. And what they will do? Okay, our teacher, our pastor, our rabbi arrested. And we saw how he died. He was crucified. So they will gather as men. They will close the door. They will pray. And it's logically. We don't have to go to the cemetery because it's big stone. Soldiers are there. We need to pray and make a plan before we'll move. How ladies will react? They want to spend money, time, and go right away to give last thing to the Lord, to take care of his body. You know, spices, you know, balsam, and so they will do all of that. Ladies will go. Men will think, okay, we will have to prepare the plan, and, you know, they will pray about that. On another side, you know, both are right, kind of, you know. They're already on the way. And I'm grateful for the brave ladies who will go first and find the living Christ, and they will lead men to see him, to meet him. Isaiah is saying, seek the Lord while he may be found. And call upon him while he is near. Or Isaiah also. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as nation that did righteousness and forsook not for ordinance of their God. They ask of me ordinance of justice. They take delight of in approaching to God. Okay, so what we talk about. Search is going on. And really, all of us looking for something. We talk also about the priority to look and find, seek God first of all in our life. There is many different barriers, difficulties, and looks like we have to make active position to do all of that. Okay, in the Bible we also read about magi. Christ was born, Christmas. But they came to the Jerusalem, and they're asking questions. Where the king was born? Where this Savior or Pharisee Nicodemus came to Jesus to meet him and ask questions? So what I'm saying, people will continue to search to ask questions. Or Thomas, who has some questions. He's a believer and not believer. He wants to have some clarity about that. So may the Lord help us to move on. Sometimes we cannot explain everything because I will say God is not explaining things. It's mystery. It's Trinity that we are trying to explain. This is more than just man thing. This is more. This is God. This is Spirit. And to worship him and to find him, When you meet with him, everything will be changed. And real key to solve the problem of unbelief or the problem of unsettledness, of fear of man or sadness of ladies can be solved only by the personal meeting. And the gospel is really telling us how it's going. This Jesus will appear to Mary. Jesus will meet with Peter. Jesus will meet with Thomas, with all disciples. He will have personal connection. And Christianity is really about personal connection with living Christ. This is the Christianity. This is the thing, like in Scripture said. We need to have personal meeting with Christ and establish this connection of love and faith. Like it was said, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. When person will find Christ, he will be happy. And this is not just icon. It's not the words. This spiritual connection, worship, like Christ met with disciples. You know, in Russia, on the Red Square near Kremlin, we have mausoleum. And in this mausoleum, still we have a body of founder of communism. This is Lenin. So Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, his body, is still in mausoleum. And in Russia in the past time, people will say, Lenin lived, Lenin alive, and his work will be forever. But in reality, everything collapsed. Only Jesus Christ, he is yesterday, today, and forever the same. Christ has this real life. And what we have to ask, Lord, how daily I can find you, to know you, and to grow spiritually in you. This is the most important thing in our life. And when we will meet him personally, we can tell others about him. We can share our stories. Until that, it will be more knowledge. It will be just information. When we meet with the Christ, it will be testimony. It will be song that we will sing together. Looks like people coming to this island to have freedom from busyness, and they can relax a little bit. But real freedom only in Christ. Looks like people coming to this island to have rest from many different things, but real rest only in Christ. So may the Lord help us to know him and tell others about Christ. So we read at the beginning, Luke chapter 24. While they're wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. And as they were afraid, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. Go and tell about him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your mercy and for your grace that you revealed to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit in your word. Thank you for the church you established. But Lord, also I pray right now for Avalon, for this Catalina Island, for United States, and I pray for Russia. So Lord, you will lead, direct, and use all of us as instruments in your hands to talk about you, to witness about joy what we have in you, that, Lord, you are risen indeed, and you would like for all of us to have eternal spiritual life so our souls will know you, will love you, and trust you. Amen.
Thank you so very much, Doctor.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.